talking with the experts.
Learn strategies to overcome business plateaus and build a community-focused brand in our latest podcast episode, 549, with Zachary Coleman.
Yeah, I think they're part of your family, and I think that that's one thing that a lot of people get wrong. And it's usually not business owners' fault. I think it usually comes down to the fact that, you know, as you grow, you go through your own business hurdles and you're kind of learning along the way. Even if you have associations or groups, you kind of have to learn things yourself, right? To get past certain milestones, certain hurdles, certain failures. And there's a big taboo on what branding really means. In reality, branding is really this emphasis. The brand is really just an emphasis of not just you, but your team and your clients. Hey, a logo is just part of what you need to build that essence towards that symbolicness of who you are.
Talking with the experts.
Are you looking to elevate your brand? Advertise with Talking with the Experts and reach a global audience. With over 36,000 monthly listeners, your message will resonate with a dedicated and engaged community. Hosted by Rose Davidson, our podcast is ranked in the top 100 in Australia and the top 20 in New Zealand. Boost your brand visibility, connect with potential customers, and drive conversions. Our listeners are eager for innovative solutions and expert insight. Let your brand be the one that they trust. Are you ready to grow with us? To learn more about advertising opportunities, contact us today at talkingwiththeexperts.com.
Talking with the Experts.
Welcome to Talking with the Experts, where we believe that success is a journey, and every journey is easier with help from friends. That's why we bring you top-notch experts and real business heroes eager to share their lessons from the road to success. We delve into new topics each week: effective marketing strategies, innovative problem solving, financial planning, and team building. We tackle everything you need to know to grow your business and keep it thriving. Whether you dream about launching your first startup or a business veteran looking to shake things up, we've got you covered. With each episode, you'll gain knowledge, boost your confidence, and be inspired to take action. So, grab a coffee, make yourself comfortable, and join our exciting journey. You're not alone in this. We're here, guiding you, cheering for you, and celebrating each milestone. Let's turn your business dreams into reality, starting today. Here is your host, Rose Davidson.
Hello, welcome to Talking with the Experts. I'm your host, Rose Davidson from rosedavidson.com. Talking with the Experts is all about business, by business owners, for business owners. You can find it on all podcasting, streaming platforms, and on YouTube. And today my guest is Zachary Coleman, and we'll just call him Zach for short, because Zachary's a bit long, especially for this time of the day. Zachary is going to be discussing with us how losing our values will lose value over time, and the importance of living by one's values and how those values can help your brand get past business plateaus or personal feelings of being undervalued. Now, Zach has established his business and he observed a recurring pattern at various workplaces that he had been a part of. And what he noticed was the lack of consideration towards customers, with the focus centered on making sales and maximizing profits, made him realize he wanted to create a place where customers wouldn't feel as, you know, they were being overlooked, but he wanted them to feel like they were part of a community, that they were being seen and they were being heard. Now, Zachy is the founder of a successful grit-focused branding agency and gym growth agency, and is an expert in personal corporate branding and warm marketing tactics. Wow, I love warm marketing, much better than the cold call things that we do and a lot of business owners do, and something that I really dislike immensely. And He has helped countless professional athletes, personal brands, and athletic-driven corporate brands build mindsets and help them build their brands around this community that we should all be focusing on with our customers. Zach, it is such a pleasure to have you. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it. Yeah, I have a long bio there, don't I?
Never mind, there's a lot to get through. Zach, tell me how you got to be where you are. So how did you start doing what you're doing? What was the reason, and why are you doing what you're doing now?
Well, to kind of summarize my story a little bit, I was in the corporate world for about 6 or 7 years, moved up quite fast, into creative director position. And on my last job, I had kind of this what I call honeypot syndrome, where, I had a very good boss, medium boss, and then a bad boss, all within about a 3 year period. Not 3 year, more like 2 period of time. And I just got to the point where I was like, I can do this. I can do this better on my own. There was just too much back and forth and too much cutting of employees and cutting of certain tactics that I felt were kind of like dismissing the employees. And so I finally went out on my own and started doing it on my own. And I think right away, the first thing that I realized when I left the corporate environment, I think it was just on my drive home too. It was like literally a quick mind shift. Was I just realized that I have more control over my own destiny. I had more control over what I was doing. I always thought that, being in the corporate world, my destiny, I had such, direction. And it kind of shifted. I realized, oh, they could have let me go at any time, and now I have 100% control over what I do, how I do it, within the business environment. And over the last about 8 years that I've been in business now, I've just, slowly grown this business to a certain point, and I've started to see certain touch points and correlations with how people interact with not just services, but interact with their customers and their employees, and even shifts on how growth happens and how why honestly why that 90% of people fail at business within the first 3 years. And I started to try to find certain things and implement based off of my experience to help our growth, but also to help other people understand how they can get past certain hurdles within their business growth.
Really important. I think I'm really into heart-centeredness. I would rather give than to receive. I'm just that way inclined. And one of my passion projects is helping domestic violence survivors by offering them a free pamper day annually. And we get a bunch of business owners together, and they offer their services. And we get all these DV survivors just having a day of indulgence for a whole day. And to me, that is giving back to the community. And I love that you want to bring into a business that feeling of community, because it's really important that there's no me, there's an us and a we involved, and your customers are part of your family, in my mind.
Yeah, I think they're part of your family, and I think that that's one thing that a lot of people get wrong. And it's they're usually not business owners' fault. I think it usually comes down to the fact that, as you grow, you go through your own business hurdles, and you're kind of learning along the way. Even if you have associations or groups, you kind of have to learn things yourself, right, to get past certain to get past certain milestones, certain hurdles, certain failures. And there's a big taboo on what branding really means in society. And I think that in reality, branding is really this emphasis. The brand is really just an emphasis of not just you, but your team and your clients. And I can count on, I don't even know how many hands here, how many people come and they're like, hey, I just want a logo. I just want, you to create some fancy coloring that I can put up on a sign. And I try to tell them like, hey, a logo is just part of what you need to build that essence towards towards that symbolicness of who you are as a company, and it should be represented by you. I mean, there's too many other things out there that you have control over, like how you are to people, that actually have such a huge impact on the growth of your brand and how people see your brand. And I mean, we could use countless examples in large corporations, and I think a good way to look at it is, you know, when you kind of look at larger corporations, you can find the ones that are really human driven, but you can also find the ones that you're like, hey, right away you can kind of tell that, hey, they're just profit oriented. And you can even tell by other things. I mean, right away, a good example would be, you know, when I have a call with a large corporation and I get the ring around with like 18 different people and I don't know what's going on, you know, like an example would be like a bank, you know, calling your bank to even pay a bill, or call a bill association, and you know, you're going back and forth and you're like, I am trying to pay you here. Why am I talking to 18 different people to pay you money? But that's just a rant because that's happened to me a few times. But you know, at the end of the day, I think that that emphasis on how those businesses grow always comes back to the person who started the corporation, or the new CEO, or whoever's involved in leadership. And that's the way a business usually grows, right? And so there's this huge misalignment with branding and understanding that, hey, it all really starts with you and how you end up growing that business that's going to build that ever-growing brand awareness and that brand retention around how you evolve.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, as a business owner, you know, discovering what your unique values are is really important. I mean, you need to spotlight those with your employees, with your team members, with your clients, your customers. I think it's really important that, you know, it brings to mind a story some years ago. I'm showing my age now, but Remington, the shaver company. He started off as an employee. He bought shares in the company and then he profit shared. And he was one of the first companies in the world to profit share with his employees because he thought, well, they'd help build the company. Why not let them, you know, reap the benefits of that? And I think that, you know, I mean, I don't mean that companies should profit share, but he valued his employees and his team members so much that he would go to those lengths to do that and build that family, build that team. And that was part of his value.
Yeah, and I think there's a huge misconception in today's world. Personal branding has started to become so popular. And I've seen it a lot with prospects that come into the door. They get to a certain point in business and they're like, I mean, I can use this as an example. We had a prospect come in about 2 to 3 months ago, owned about three gyms, and he was completely underwater. And his idea was to cut all of his employees and make everything digital. And I'm like, that's kind of the opposite of what you need to do. Because you're looking to, especially in the gym space, because you're looking to build a community for people to come to, and customer service and the people that you interact with is part of that experience. And I think that it's very easy for people to get caught up in this game of, oh, I can build this billion-dollar business myself, and it ends up causing them to focus a lot more on profits and how much they make, which of course, you know, I'm never against making money. You know, I think that everyone needs to make money. Companies need to always focus on top line revenue. They need to focus on bottom line. It's just part of the game of business. But you also need to understand that, hey, your mindset will kind of shift at a certain point where you're like, hey, this is no longer about me. This is about the people I bring on. And so, why wouldn't you want to try to lead people that want to work for your company and want to match your vision and your values? Because it's just going to make life not just easier, but it's going to make the growth of the overall vision of what you're trying to accomplish in the world easier.
I think, yeah, of course. And I think putting people before profit and you know, having that mindset that, you know, money's not everything. I think, you've got to go down to the coal face and talk to your people, and you need to find out about them, and you bring that into your business. And everything, if everything was online, it's so, to me, it just seems really cold and impersonal.
Yeah. And I kind of went through my stage as well. I mean, I think we all kind of go through a stage, especially when we start. Me being in a digital type environment and having employees that are through a computer screen made it very hard for me to bring in that camaraderie and those values and that culture. And so I've been trying to work very hard on ways that we can build culture from a virtual aspect, but I was stuck behind the screen. I was doing everything from, I do digital marketing for clients, and I was at a point where I was just stuck behind the desk, and I was like, what's wrong? Like, why am I so burnt out? Like, why am I so burnt out? And that's when I had to go on to some self-discovery myself, just to kind of be like, all right, what can I do to feel more alive within my own business and enjoy my business again? Because I think when people come out and they say, hey, hustle culture, just kind of go at it, just kind of push 16-hour days, I don't think that's sustainable. Even if you love something, you need to find other things that are going to help you feel motivated in today's world, because no amount of money is going to make you happy. So try to find out ways that you can contribute back to society. And going back to how, as you lose values over time, lose your value, I think we've been kind of talking about that the whole time, right? I think it comes down to, as you continue to grow, you either go one way or another. You go towards, hey, how can we maximize profits, or how can we help our employees, help our customers know that, hey, we're contributing to a customer base the best way we can, and how can we provide for our employees? Because what's that going to do? That's going to lower internal retention rate. You're going to have employees longer. You're going to have customers that value enough to be advocates for you. And that's kind of the way that you should go. And so I'm a big component, honestly, of just saying, like, hey, I don't care how much amount of digital you do, you need to start looking at digital marketing as a community effort and stop looking at it as a transactional type environment.
Yeah, I agree. And I think, if we can get past all those feelings of our, not only ourselves feeling undervalued, but, how we sometimes push that onto our customers, to our staff members, and, and sometimes they feel undervalued because they're not getting the recognition from the people they should be, who should be giving them and recognizing them.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate. There's only so much that you can do for a customer depending on what you're doing, but having the customer know that, hey, I have a reliable team around me. Does this mean that you as the owner need to be on every single call with every single client? No. It just means that, hey, when I first started, when I was going through my rough patch about a year and a half ago, and I was feeling burnout, and I was like, what needs to change? The funny thing was, is that I kind of had to go backwards. I kind of had to sit down and be like, what are the things in my life that I started to take away that slowly started to go away that I need to bring back into the business? And those were my personal values. And I realized that my value of connection, my value of confidence, and my value of contribution weren't being satisfied, And so I actually took those values myself, and I was able to kind of find ways that I can bring them back into my life. And so with that said, that's how Gymmark, which is our sub brand, started to come into fruition, because I started to see, like, hey, like, I love doing branding, I love doing marketing. A lot of the branding and web development type projects we do for creative are usually bigger projects. But I wanted to help an audience that wasn't, making 10, making $20 million a year. I wanted to start helping those clients that were making 1 million, 3 million a year, that were still struggling with the marketing and the branding. And so I started going to back to the gym. I used to go back in the day all the time. I used to go on my runs. I used to take my personal time, but I have three kids now. And so I that kind of, kind of took a back burner. And so kind of working on my personal self allowed me to be like, oh yeah, like this sense of connection is what makes me thrive. It what makes me grow. And I realized I was even lacking that with my existing employees. I was kind of just delegating. I wasn't really looking at, the bottom line of their well-being and how I could grow them. I was really just task oriented. So that sense of connection helped me actually come back and be like, hey, how can I build a sense of connection with my team so that we can come up with better ways that we can solve problems for our clients? And what that ended up doing is it ended up building a connection that allowed us to collaborate more. It allowed them to match our vision more. And so just small things like that come up. And honestly, I think it happens to everyone. I think it there's like I said earlier, I saw this correlation. I think from what I've seen, that as a business owner, there are certain parts of business that, and you may know this too, is we call it the valley of death period, where it's like, hey, you start making a certain amount and then the money drops, and then you're like, how do I make it to the next level, you usually have to spend more, right? And I think a lot of that comes down to the well-being and people's mindset shifts on, all right, what are the things that I can do as a leader mentality to switch this instead of just sitting behind a desk and doing the same old all the time?
Yeah, how do I, and I just want to go back a little bit to, how you changed your, I guess, the philosophy of how you're going to run your business. How did your team members, take that? It must have been quite a shift for them. Were they wary of you? Were they, concerned, or did they come on board with it, straight away? Or, because that's an interesting when an employer goes from one way of being to another way of being. And I think sometimes it might make the employees a bit wary about why and what's happened and how come they're doing this.
I think it's I mean, from my experience, the shift took time and it still takes time. But I made sure right away when we were going to hire anyone new, we are really strict on looking at those values when we are hiring people. I want to make sure that people that come in have similar values of some sort. So we had to make that shift on our onboarding process, but I also had to make that shift on my customer, the psychological counterpart of the demo. From the customer side, I feel like so many companies focus just strictly on the demo and they don't focus on the psychological counterparts. And so I had to kind of make that shift too. And I think that's kind of an ongoing thing because it's still somewhat hard to identify certain people and what they like, because of course the team is going to be kind of, especially on interviews, they're going to be kind of scared and nervous. And so it's very hard from that perspective. But from internally, I think it's an ongoing process of collaboration on figuring out what's going to work and what's not. But it's really living by those values. Like I always try to live by connection. And for example, I will always have my team understand that, hey, when we have partnerships, I mean, when we have clients, especially being in digital, we're not service providers, we're partners. And so I don't want you, writing emails saying just stuff like, hey, here's your stuff. What do you think? It's more like, hey, we're working on this. This is what we found. This is what we're going to continue to work on. What do you guys think? And bringing the clients involved. So I think it's an ongoing process of mindset shifts for existing teams. And unfortunately, some people don't stick around for that, right? Because they don't match values anymore. But the ones that really do match your values are the ones that are going to stick around and thrive in that environment. And so they're the ones that are starting to grow. And, a big thing for me was getting out of management mode. So I had to start promoting and helping people grow internally. And so a lot of my team members, you know, when I bring on, I make sure that, or existing members, there's a lot of education involved in the first week or two. Like, let's help teach you, let's help go on. And I like further education. I like helping them. And that's part of my contribution pillar to my team is being able to be like, hey, I want to teach you as much as I can here, as you grow, and letting them know vulnerably that, hey, I'm still growing. I'm still growing as an individual. I'm not perfect. I'm not this guy on this high pedestal that's not going to talk to you. I want to make sure that, you know, I'm here for you, and I will let you know the mistakes that I have made along the way and the failures that I have made. And so it has been an ongoing process, but I think that it's making the team stronger, and it's making us more aligned and connected with each other.
Absolutely, I love that. That's how a team should work. I think that you know the boss will take instruction from the people that are you know, that from his team members. I think that's a really great way for a business to be run. So well done to you. As Zach, I know you can be found in all sorts of places on the internet, YouTube, LinkedIn. Your website, you've written a book, I see. So tell me what the book is and what's in it and how can it help people?
Oh, I have not written a book.
Ah.
I have not written a book. I do have a TEDx coming out in a couple of months, and so I can't give that out because it's not out on the internet yet. But people can stay tuned to my YouTube channel to see more about that. Just look me up at ZachColeman.com. I mean Zach Coleman on YouTube for that. And they can also find me on Creative and or Gymmark if you're a leader in the gym space and you're looking to build that community, more community centric gym.
Wonderful. I was just because one of the website addresses had author in it, so I just assumed you'd written a book. So there, my bad. Never mind. Sorry about
We
that.
do one of the things that we do internally is we focus a lot of our digital efforts, like I said, on community. So we do a lot of written content for a lot of larger clients. And a lot of that content, we really try to promote it around, hey, how do you give existing client centric value type writing so that instead of transactional, so that you can kind of help keep the retention going. So maybe that was the mistake.
Well, okay. Thank you for clarifying. Now, you've also got a brand development link here for a brand questionnaire. What's in that? What can people expect to get out of that?
Yeah, so that's kind of a questionnaire for people to understand where they're at in their branding process. And so it's a very simple questionnaire, kind of like helps them sit down. I think it's about 10 questions, and it lets them kind of see where they're at on the scale of what they need to do with branding. I'm a very big component, like we were saying earlier, on, you know, if a client comes to us, they're only making 100 a year. I'm not gonna say, hey, you need a logo and you need this huge branding package. And you know, like we said earlier, branding is much more than that. And so that questionnaire will kind of help them figure out in their hierarchy of where they are in their business, where they can start or where they can improve on their internal branding efforts.
Great, great stuff. Yeah, it's something that's for people who are just starting out or are not, you know, reaching those six figures. I think that's probably a good place to start is finding out where you are on that hierarchy of the things that you need to know about your brand or your branding or you know how you can get started or you know where you need to shift your focus.
Yeah, I think of back to the losing value situation. I think that there's a big value shift in oneself that needs to take place, and all that kind of leads to how you can kind of refine your why, how you can refine, especially when you're smaller, under six figures, or just in the valley, not the valley of death, but you're in maybe a validation mode or that valley of death, because I think your why tends to shift. And you need to kind of go back and look at yourself and be like, hey, what was my why? Why was I originally doing this?
Yeah, a lot of people lose that. I know I have on various occasions, I think, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
and you have to sort of sit back and you have to think about why you started doing something in the first place. Zach, it's been a pleasure. Now you can find Zach at creative.com. You can find him on YouTube, as we said before, at Zach dash Coleman, and you can find him on LinkedIn at Zach dash Coleman, and you can also find him on this podcast. Now, if you were to give any words of advice, Zach, and I'm sure that you have something very poignant you'd like to share with us, what would that be?
I would say make sure you take care of yourself. I think that you're going to be the glue that holds your business together. You're going to be the glue that provides and just remember that whatever you're doing in the world, that you're doing it for the better good of all of us. And so use that as kind of your guidance to kind of help you keep going.
And points for that one. Thanks, Zach. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for sharing with us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
You've been listening to Talking with the Experts, hosted by Rose Davidson. Make sure you have a look at our back catalogue over at talkingwiththeexperts.com. And be sure to subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss out on any episode. We look forward to your company next time. Talking with the Experts.